Welcome back to Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that Kevin Pollak. Was that? Yes, Jar Jar Tartar sounds lovely. Dear Santas and Hanukkah Harrys, I'm so very pleased to welcome you to yet another episode of Alchemy This. Let's do an alchemist roll call, shall we? Craig Kukowski.
Yo.
Guest extraordinaire Mark Gagliardi.
Hello.
Vanessa Raglan.
Meow.
Chris Alvarado.
Oof.
Joey Grimmins.
Yes.
Grimmins?
No, yes. That's okay. How you say it.
You're here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Let's get to our first scene, shall we? This first scene comes from listener Jamie Fox.
Oh.
No, yep, the female.
What?
I have to go home, dude.
How many X's at the end of the name?
She never misses an episode.
Hi, Jamie.
We love you, Jamie.
That's right. She loves the new Studio 54 documentary on Netflix, which several former employees and regulars from back in the day were asked to recall those exciting nights of sex, drugs, and disco dancing in the most famous New York nightclub ever. The scene suggestion – that's my ever, by the way. I don't mean to quote her with that nonsense. The scene suggestion is to hear those interviewed that did not make the final cut, those that were there back in the day from the documentary that did not make the final cut.
So go ahead and just take us through your experience. We've spoken to a lot of people, and they say it changed their lives.
Yeah, I'm certain it did. I stood in the line for it.
Wow.
And even standing in the line for it for as many years and months and hours nightly as I did.
Yeah.
With just that hope, you know, just that hope.
Great. Walk us through the moment you walk in.
I couldn't do that.
Oh, I know. It's hard to describe. Some people call it magical. Some say it's out of this world.
I mean, it was out of my purview. I was not ever allowed in. From the first day it opened, even before it got popular.
Hey, Hank, your shift is almost ready. Okay, man?
Okay.
Break's almost done, right?
Okay. I'll be right back out. I'm going to have to go in a minute.
Gas station doesn't run itself.
Yeah, right. Sure, it does. So,
okay, not. Well then just with the limited time we have here. You're in the line. You must have you rubbed shoulders with some fantastical people.
Well, where I was in the line, I'd get sort of smushed to the back most every time. So I didn't really rub shoulders with the fantastic people. I mean, they brushed past shoulders because they got in real quick.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what exactly was the reason you weren't let in?
I had mutton chops.
Disco flashback. Disco flashback.
Wow, look at all these people going in there.
What's going on with your facial hair?
That guy smells like shit.
I grew these great big sideburns.
You have to go home.
And you get in over there, the tall one.
Oh my God, it's Steve Rubell. Oh my God, it's Steve Rubell.
The blonde
Yay!
One.
Oh my God.
Right, honey. Right this way.
You spoke to Rubell.
Well, in a way, Rubell looked at me once and then immediately washed his hands.
Oh.
I think it's because in retrospect, the mutton chops made me look dirtier than I am.
Hank, there's an elderly man who threw up.
Oh, I gotta go.
Okay, thank you.
So for me, it was like I'd never seen messes like that before.
Messes.
Yeah.
You mean the glitter and...
Well,
and...
I was mopping everything up, you know, trying to do it when I was, you know, like out of sight, out of mind, so...
So let me ask you this.
Working a lot, but I would have to clean up messes. Yeah, glitter. You can't clean up glitter. People bring in glitter all the time. You can't clean up glitter. You know, I'm going home. I got glitter on my sheets. I got glitter on my shih tzu.
So can you tell the difference? And I'm sure this is an obvious question.
Is this a game?
Question. I'm just going to ask you a question.
Okay, I'm ready.
Can you tell the difference between celebrity vomit and non-celebrity vomit?
Oh, well, you know, okay, great question.
Thank you.
We saw a lot of mostly liquid vomit. You know, there was a seafood bar, but... you know, the pretty ones were, it was easier for them to vomit because they had an empty stomach. So it was a lot of liquid.
Now take me upstairs to the balcony where all
the bad stuff
happened.
Yeah, it was a horrible mess. You know, we had some really nice textiles up there.
Yeah,
they didn't spare a penny on them. And we're trying to figure out how to get these stains out. You know, we got silk, we got animal prints. How are you going to? Ma'am, can you please?
Yeah!
No, ma'am, you can't grind on that, ma'am.
Oh, fuck!
Oh my God. Oh.
How come they don't have lobster claws at the seafood buffet?
I don't know. You're going to have to put that in the complaint box.
I want lobster claws.
Oh, my God.
I wrote in cold blood.
Oh, you're that guy.
Truman Capote.
Yeah. He was upset about the lobster claws.
Wow.
And I'll never forget it.
Wow. Now,
I tried to get him to sign my butt.
And no, nothing doing?
It was a no-go.
So you're still cleaning today. Obviously, we are in someone's home that you were cleaning.
Real nice place.
Would you say that was the best cleaning situation you've ever had?
Oh, no. It was a hellscape. I'm still recovering from the stuff I saw. I already mentioned the glitter. There were body fluids everywhere.
Yeah.
There were remnants of powders. You know, you'd think, oh, maybe you could get industrious and try a powder.
Yeah.
You don't know what the powders are.
Hey, Miranda, would you mind giving the bathroom another? What's going on here, by the way?
I'm doing a documentary about.
You've got a whole film crew here.
Studio
in my
54.
House.
Any
Is
chance?
Is this gonna be a problem, Mr. Smith?
Doing, man?
Have you ever heard of Studio 54?
Yeah, what was that? It was like a disco thing?
Yeah, I mean, so
you like really that. Undercutting it. It was if a huge mess.
If you were there, then I would speak to you, but obviously you...
And and why are you talking to my
cleaning
lady?
I'm not yours.
Why are you talking to this cleaning lady?
Miranda. Why are you talking to Miranda?
Well, Miranda...
I've been working for you for 5 years. Why are you talking to my cleaning lady? Oh, my God.
Miranda was the number one cleaning lady of the studio. She saw a lot of
things. I never wanted to bring it up.
Wow.
Philip, who are these people in our house?
I guess Miranda brought a film crew with her.
Did she?
How you doing, lady?
You can look at me.
Philip?
Toya, you can look at me.
Please? Stop.
Okay,
I clean up your tampons, Toya. You can look at me.
My wife is not feeling comfortable with this, and she'd like, sorry.
Oh, I'll let you get back to that. So,
it was everywhere. I couldn't tell you. I mean, everything I did was fantastic. It was insane. Now, I was on top of the pyramid. I'll tell you that right now.
Cocaine.
No, it was in drugs you couldn't even pronounce.
You couldn't even pronounce them. I heard Michael Jackson was there.
Jackson.
Everybody was there.
Yes.
Liz Taylor. Liz Taylor.
Liz.
Yes. So
it was insane. Everything was array. It was everything you wanted. Nothing you didn't. The people that were there were the exact right people. The energy was something that you could suck off.
Wow.
It was amazing.
Now, I have to ask, I see that you're missing an arm.
I am.
Did that occur at the club? Was that
funny story? It did. Yes, it did.
Can I spin you?
Yeah, but just there's a lot of open gears around. Is
that
right?
Oh, don't worry. You've got roller skates on. This should be easy. I'm so high. I'm gonna spin you.
Let's do it.
Oh, look, a lobster claw.
Truman Capote humped my arm for about 40 minutes, and I never felt like a bigger celebrity in my life.
Wow, that is something special. Now, I heard that you had a little run-in with one Mr. Warhol.
Oh, my God, Mr. Andy Warhol. Yes, yeah. I did have a run-in with him.
Care to elaborate?
I will. I'll elaborate as far as I can remember. All right, so I'm going to do the X route, and I'm going to cut across, and I want that ball dead center. You got me? Now, we got 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter. We got to score this touchdown. You feel me on this, all right?
I've got you.
I've never played this sport naked before.
All right, just give me the rock.
Wow, that is something.
Yeah, so I mean, dead center of his chest. We both hit. I cracked his sternum. I dropped. I have, some damage from that still, but...
So I understand that you have since tried to open your...
Oh, God, yes. Oh, God, yes.
Unsuccessfully, you've tried to open
unsuccessfully,
dance clubs yourself.
Yes.
I heard that you are now running the adult dancing lessons at the YMCA.
I am.
And do you feel like you're bringing some of that vibe
to
the studio?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, I can't help it. I was part of the energy. So it's one of those things that just gets stuck to you, just soul.
As a member of the dance class at the YMCA, I have to say, the moves we've learned are nothing short of salacious. I'm using my hips in a way I didn't know you can use hips. And did you know he brought in a tiger pelt for us to rub ourselves on?
Wow.
Maude, you've still got coke on your blouse.
Oh, pardon me. It's a little bit of talcum, I'm sure.
We don't know what powders are what.
So totally. It was my responsibility to log the serial numbers of all the dollar bills and the money that they brought into the district attorney's office.
Okay, let's get into that. So surely there was tons of powder on those dollar bills.
I wouldn't know. It was my job to log in the serial numbers, just so they get a sense of like what the bills were.
And that must have been a lot of numbers to log, because as we know, millions of dollars, taxed and untaxed, made their
way. There was a lot of money came in, and it was in the form of a lot of bills, you know, hundreds.
Oh, yes.
The 20s.
Yes.
Tens.
Uh-huh.
Some fives.
Right.
And a lot of singles as well.
Gotcha, gotcha. Now, do you remember any time you came across a bill that you knew 100% had been handled by, you know, a celebrity or
how would you know that?
Oh, I just felt like maybe there was like a magic to the sensation of the feeling.
I don't know. I mean, it's a dollar bill. It feels like any other dollar bill.
Kenny, you got change for 50?
Yeah, what do you want? 220s?
And 2 5.
220s and 2 5? You don't want any singles?
Yeah, yeah.
You don't want any singles?
No. Should we go out there and just see what's going on?
Okay, I've got a 20. I got 210s.
So you never stepped foot into the actual club while it was... You never went inside the club?
That was not my responsibility, sir. My responsibility was to take the money and to log the serial numbers. So you're talking about like D494447 82.
Yeah,
that was a $10 bill that I logged.
Okay.
In July of 1979.
Now I heard one time there was a gigantic orgy on stage.
I wouldn't know anything about that, sir. I handled the money that came in. This was the money that they had illegally gained due to running a cash business, and then they have to report it to the district attorney's office. Did and then when the money came in, I logged those serial numbers.
Now, did you have to serve any time? Were you a part of any criminal activity there?
No, I work for the government of New York.
Oh.
Wow. Do you think let me ask you something. Do you think this will make the final cut of the documentary?
It's not... My say.
I've always wanted to be in a documentary.
Well, this is your chance.
Well, I mean, before the theater was built, it was kind of derelict, and me and a group of men were all living there, and once it was built, well, they kind of forgot about
me.
There
was some ladies in your company, too. We always forget that part. I'll go back to sleep now.
I'll go back to sleep. And
I got to say, this is lucky running into you, into this group behind this CVS here, and who knew?
Well, we used to have a podcast in the dumpster, and that kind of and then,
was at the top of the charts, and then it was not longer on the charts.
Yeah, so you know we've been around hot for a while.
So you were in the building.
Yep.
Before it became the famed Studio 54.
Yeah, there was floor, there was walls, there was windows.
Yeah.
It was crazy. The vibe was, you could suck it out of the air.
You could suck it out.
Oh, so there was like a pre party vibe that was occurring.
Well, people started doing orgies in there.
Yes.
Sex parties in there. Yeah, drugs is in there.
There's a whole bunch of drugs is in there.
How much of what?
Huh? There's a whole bunch of drugs is in there. Even before the Studio 57 even came in.
Yeah, we were, I mean, everyone was like,
why did you name your studio after that ketchup?
I don't understand it.
I love that ketchup.
It's 57. Hey, 54.
Now, I know you're a very busy
man. I said 57.
Yeah, listen.
You're a very busy man.
I just want to preface this by saying the rumors, the conversations about my allegedly providing drugs for the club are simply untrue and have never been proven.
Now, I feel like that would be okay to admit to today.
I will say this, if we're going to be full disclosure.
Full disclosure.
Until I introduced Flemmies to the drug scene, they didn't really exist. People didn't know what they were. They didn't know what they were getting.
Wow.
So when I did introduce Flemmies,
hold on,
I'm not saying where they came
from.
Hold on,
as your lawyer, don't say you introduced it.
Well, they came from an unknown source.
There you go.
Right?
Okay.
And I wasn't selling them. I was just saying, here, try this.
Hold on, don't say.
Well, we were getting high.
I understand,
so
but don't say you were
telling. Someone had to offer someone something.
Somebody did.
You were just being polite.
I was being polite. Like you were at a party.
Sure.
Try the chicken. Have you tried the chicken?
We'll call it the chicken.
Try the Flemmies.
Yes.
And
hold on, just keep it chicken. It's just chicken.
Okay.
So tell me more about the chicken. Right. What made the chicken so special?
The Flemmies.
Okay, well, all right.
What's this?
They're called Flemmies.
Oh, can I try one?
Please do.
Okay.
Hey, yeah. What's this?
We call Flemmies.
Ooh, hock one into my mouth.
Try this.
Do I put them in my mouth or in my bottom?
In your anus.
Okay, so we're going to make sure that anecdote doesn't get on the...
Well, I do want to leave the Truman Capote part in. You know, that's the weird thing. I've been interviewing a lot of people for this documentary, and Truman Capote keeps coming up.
Well, he was always there.
He was always
there. Almost every night, yeah. And he had a lot of money on him. So
that makes sense.
And you gravitate towards the power, you gravitate towards the sex, and in this case, you gravitate towards the Truman.
I don't know why more people aren't talking about the coat room. Honestly, a lot of stuff went down in there. You know, everyone has these fabulous outfits on, but without coats, the outfits wouldn't be protected from the elements. So
I heard that on the first night, so many people ran through that you lost track of the numbers and there were just piles of coats.
That's not true.
Okay.
That's slander.
Oh, okay.
We always had a number for the coat. We would give the number. Now, they may have lost. Here's your number. Here's your number.
Where's my tickets?
It's right here.
Okay. Thank you.
Here's my coat. Thanks.
Okay. You got to get your number, sir. Get your
number.
Here's my coat.
I'll take 7, the number 7.
That's not an option.
Help. I'm stuck in a coat.
Mr. Capote, you want me to cut you out of that?
Yes, please.
Okay. I'll sew it back while you potty, honey.
So that sounds stressful, but also kind of exciting.
I would agree with both of those assessments.
Okay, and would you say that doing that job led you to your...
I saw a parakeet in a bikini.
Wow. And I'll tell you what, that isn't the strangest thing that I've heard about Studio 54.
That's the strangest thing I saw.
I've heard stranger things.
There's nothing... can you even picture what I'm saying? A parakeet in a bikini. Yeah. The anatomy doesn't add up, and yet... I saw a parakeet in a bikini.
Wow.
And I held its little shroud. It was a cold day.
Yeah.
The bird came in a shroud. Mm-hmm.
Now, were you partaking in any drug use at
the time? Are you understanding how strange this is? A parakeet.
Yeah.
Small bird in a bikini in the middle of winter in New York City.
I'm just wondering if perhaps maybe you were high or hallucinating.
I wasn't on anything. I was working. There was a bird with this lady.
Okay.
Will you hold my bird, please?
You're bringing a bird in.
Yeah, I just need to hold the bird.
Okay.
And the jacket.
Okay,
and the bird's got a shroud. Don't lose the bird's shroud.
Oh, we're taking the shroud off. We're de-shrouding the bird, okay?
Please.
This will be, oh my God. Is this a little bikini?
Yes.
Oh, did you make this?
No, we bought it.
I got to get a picture of this. Please don't go into the pub yet.
Okay.
Oh my God, I never seen something so crazy.
Who's got a camera?
Dino, do you got a camera? Look at this, I got a bird in a bikini.
That's fucking cute.
Yeah, Dino, get a camera. This is crazy.
Excuse me, this lobster claw has a human watch on it.
All right, sorry, Truman. We'll get you another one, bud.
Wow.
So that was the craziest thing I ever seen. The bird's name was Matilda. I don't know whatever happened to that bird. I've been thinking about it a lot. Obviously, I got a lot of drawings. I got a notebook of drawings.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so that happened, what was that, February?
It looks like our time's almost up. The guard is giving us the signal.
Oh, well, you know what? He'll give you the signal, and we can give him this signal. Oh. Eat it!
All right, that's enough. All right, that's enough.
Well, we have time to speak to one last person. Someone very, very special.
Yes.
I understand that you were there the night it all went down.
I was the seafood chef. And I am frankly upset about all these stories about Truman Capote.
Are they false?
They are very real. They are just traumatic. And the worst of all was the night that it all went down. The feds? What do you mean the feds are here?
The feds are here.
Just
get whatever you can.
My slurpee is working.
I've got to gather up all of my seafood and all of my things. I've got to get all my...
I'm sucking the meat out and dipping it in butter.
You, Truman Capote. How did you get back into my kitchen?
Who are you?
I'm the man who's made you lobster claws for your whole life.
Please take these flemmies. Take these flemmies.
Oh,
I don't want to get caught with all these flemmies.
Anybody see that bird in a bikini?
All right. I would stuff these flemmies out of them.
And now you've ended up here, working at this diner.
Oui.
Wow.
Order up.
Hold on. I will be right back and I will take your drink order.
I'll be gone.
And that concludes our visit to Studio 54. So good, so great. Let's go to suggested mail. This one comes from... Oh, also comes from Carla Notkakowski.
Oh!
Look at that. She got two through. You know what? We'll save hers for last. We'll go to Isaiah Manning, because I realize it's a little similar to something. Hey there, Alchemist. I want to start off by saying that I absolutely love your podcast, and I love every one of you, especially the Cacouster.
Oh.
Stop trying to make that nickname happen.
He never fails to make me. It never fails to make me laugh. Hmm. Anyway, I'd love to hear you guys go on an epic medieval quest in search of something majestic or prized. I don't know. You guys can probably come up with something better than I can. I hope that I can hear this on the podcast someday. Love you guys, Isaiah Manning.
Mike White for the king.
Ba-bow!
Mike White for the ba-bow king.
Why are we doing this?
We have orders. Come here, this small town
the
here.
The king's not coming here.
Might I say that?
You know the king's not coming.
It's the king coming today.
I said make way for the king.
He never fucking comes
it's
every time.
It's the king coming.
He's going to come. He's going to come.
He's going to come. Why? Well, because you heard a horse outside the gate.
And I that heard means several horses.
Right? And so the king is coming.
Well, they blew a horn.
Who did?
I don't know, but they do that for royalty, right? Don't do that for me. No one blows a horn at me. No one
no
come around.
No one blows a horn for me either.
I mean, my father does it when he goes hunting. He blows a horn. It could have just been someone hunting.
You've got a fancy father.
Well, he's just got that on. He blows, you know, it's for the dogs. That one dog don't come with unless you got the horn, you know.
It could have been minstrels passing by.
Mate, with a horn, mate. It's not really minstrel music with a horn,
mate. We got instruments. It could have been that.
If a king does come, what are we to do?
Let me just check the records on the history of this village.
You got records?
How many times the king has come? Here it is. None. None times.
Mate, come on, mate.
He's never been.
What's going to... Oh, there's another horse.
More horses.
This sounds like three... Oh, they got a horse.
Whoa!
Oh, that one definitely sounded like a king.
Open the gates. Let's see for ourselves.
Bow to the king! Bow to the king!
Oh, it's the king!
Bow!
Oh.
Hello, my loyal subjects.
Hello.
I seek the enchanted copper sword of Desmond.
Desmond's not going to like that very much.
Desmond loves his favourite sword.
Tell him who you seek it for, honey.
I seek it for... my bride.
I love you so much.
Wait. I loved you too, dear.
Is that Lydia from the village over?
Oh,
I don't think so.
Desmond David.
No, look at it. Don't it look like it looks just
it's
like
Lady
her?
It's Lady Lydia to you, peon.
Oh, it is. It is.
It is. That's Lydia, all right.
She's like it.
Someone got Lady it. Soon to be queen, Lydia. Oh,
man, you got to be shitting me.
So
she's going to be the queen?
She's doing this just to hurt Desmond.
He's not going to part with the copper
this
sword.
This has nothing to do with Desmond.
All right. They used to date. They used to date my king.
My liege, your majesty, your honour, what are we supposed to call you? They used to date.
He knows I dated Desmond. It was nothing. Don't tell the king this.
Look, is the enchanted copper sword of Desmond here or not?
What are you going to do with it? You going to run it through him?
Mate, you got killed Desmond.
Is that your
king,
plan?
King,
want it for its magical powers.
Right.
Whoa, wait.
Right. And why else do you want it, sugar bar?
I wanted to give it to my new bride.
Oh, smoky, boky, boky. You've got a face like a pudding.
Wait right there, your royalness. I'll go fetch him in his magical copper sword.
Desmond. Coming.
Desmond, you in there?
Coming.
Hey, how you going, mate?
Hey, it's all right.
Listen, got good news, bad news.
Well, I've had a rough time, mate.
Well, I understand. Things have not been great. Which would you like first, the bad news or the good
news? I've had a lot of bad times.
So the good news first.
Something about just kicking over my ex, you know?
Right, a king of England.
Yeah?
The real king.
Yeah, he's
the
here.
Very, the
never
very
came
king,
to tell.
He's nearby.
Yeah?
He like a word. Will you?
I'm getting promoted.
Probably. Probably, yeah.
All right, good
I'm
news.
Sure that's why. So that's the good news. Bad news, you got to bring the copper sword with you.
No problem. Magic, yeah, no problem.
That's the one. Can you bring it?
Yeah.
Right, let's go.
All right.
Desmond, who are you giving me to, Desmond?
Not knowing. You stay with me.
But the king...
Oh, shit, did I bring the bronze one or the copper one? Hold on, I got to go back get a copper.
That bronze, you go back up on the mental. Come with me.
Don't put me back up on the top.
What's going on? I'm just waking up.
We gotta go see the king.
What?
We gotta go see the king.
You're not gonna give him to me,
are you? Nah, I just get a promotion.
Okay. Oh, good. Yay!
Here goes Desmond.
Oh, what another pheasant.
Oh, it's Desmond.
Oh, what the
another
fuck?
Pheasant for my bride.
What the fuck? What is she
doing? She's eaten all the fucking pheasants in the last 20 minutes while we've been waiting.
I haven't eaten that many pheasants.
Nothing's new.
You ate every pheasant.
I ate three pheasants.
That's most of the whole neighborhood.
I haven't eaten since earlier.
Since, oh, God.
Three look at this. Behead look at him. This. You eat all the pheasants.
What behead him.
What? No.
Oh, baby, wait. I eat so much.
Oh, shit.
Your kingness, we brought Desmond and his sword.
Oh, shit.
What the fuck is she doing up there?
What the fuck are you doing down there?
Huh?
What the fuck are you doing down
fuck
there?
Fuck you.
I don't know him.
Oh, you
language,
know me.
I don't
please,
know you.
Language.
My lead,
language.
My king. I'll bend a knee. I'm
my
here
king,
for the promotion.
I bend over you. I love you, my king.
I love you too,
I love
sugar
you
dumpling.
So much. I've never loved anybody so much.
Oh, yes.
You want a little thumb suck?
Oh, yes. Yes. Suck my thumb.
She did that to me too, my lord.
No, I didn't. You wish I suck your thumb. I your suck one toe one time, and he paid me five things.
You claim, knave, that your thumb is as noble as that of a king?
I just said it. She did. She sucked my thumb off too.
No, king. I didn't.
Well, present this sword, this famous enchanted sword that we have heard so much about.
Tell him who he's going to present it to.
You will present it to my new bride, Queen Lydia.
Right. Thank you so much.
Wow.
How's that hit you, Desmond?
Good luck. Good luck.
Desmond, where am I going?
No, we're getting a promotion.
Oh, yay.
Desmond, mate, can I have a word?
Yeah.
Yeah, listen. This is a great opportunity for you, right? You got a sword. The king wants the sword. You got to let it go, this whole thing with you and Lydia.
What do you mean? King wants the sword?
He wants your sword.
Are there
sword.
Any jellies here?
Get her some jellies.
So she's already ate nine pheasants.
His head is still talking. Oh, his head is still talking, mate.
Oh, yeah, I can't be killed. It's part of the charm of that copper thing.
Oh, look at that. Look at that.
A talking head.
Don't
let's
worry,
keep
I'll
it.
Keep quiet. I just want to say she's eating too many of our fucking pheasants.
It's strange. None of your business.
Aye, King, good luck marrying this.
I've got a high metabolism.
Look, why is the sword made out of copper in the first place?
I don't know, why do you wear gold?
Why do I wear gold? Because it is
right.
Yeah, is the
right?
Most precious metal in all of the kingdom.
Oh, that's why he wears
subjective,
gold.
Subjective.
Oh!
What would you Desmond? Say the most precious metal is, Desmond?
Copper.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. Hell
copper,
yeah.
Really?
Copper.
Hell
look,
yeah.
What are the properties of this enchanted sword?
Good question, you're so smart.
You can talk. It can,
oh, it can talk, can it? Well, the sword has been in my presence for 5 minutes, and I've not heard one peep from it.
Doesn't like her.
The sword does ooh. Not like Lydia.
That's well, not true.
Sword
that's
doesn't.
Not true. The sword's smiling at me. Mm-mm. I can tell it mm-mm. is.
If she says yes, have your jelly, dear. Yes.
Mm. It'll calm me down.
The sword's taking a piss on her. On a horse. Look at that.
Sword's taking a piss.
I think they mean metaphorically.
No. The sword has a little weird.
Oh, wow. Whoa. The sword appears to be urinating.
Desmond. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
My queen. My
what's
queen.
What's going on? Hey, what's going on?
What do you mean?
What, are you giving me away?
Yeah, I've got to give you away.
Who are you talking to?
Talking to the sword, my king.
I don't need a sword.
I thought you were going to get any promotion.
I thought we were getting one too.
Yay!
Then,
oh,
I know. And then,
so just like that, but we don't even like her.
I know.
She broke our heart.
I know.
You're going to give us to that guy? Give me to that guy.
The king.
What? Can I say one thing before you let me go?
Mm-hmm.
What if you just plunge me through his big belly, and then we made her watch, and then you grab her by the back of the neck, and then make her watch the blood come out of his big belly, and then say, now you love me, and then make her suck your thumb.
I think you're hurt.
Yeah, I'm hurt.
He looks like he's just listening to something, but he's nodding
who's talking
and grunting
to you?
A lot.
Huh?
Who are you reacting to, Desmond?
Dog, sword.
Why are you reacting like that? What's the sword saying?
Nothing. He's just joking.
I don't believe him.
Joking.
I think the sword is talking now.
Why don't you ask
I've switched.
Why don't you ask the opinion of the head? That's laying in the dirt.
Oh, yeah, now you want to know Dad's opinion. I'll tell you my opinion about the old
thing.
Are
you going to fat shame me?
Yeah. No, I'm not going to fat shame you. I'm gonna steal in all our village's food shame you. It's not about how much you can eat. Boo. It's about how much you can prevent it getting eaten
get a load
by
of the,
others.
Get a load of the talking head. Same as it ever was, eh, mate? Same.
Ah, I like that. Good burn. Ah.
Stop. You're not making sense. Look, get her more pheasants and jellies, and
what am I supposed to fucking roll over and get her pheasants and jellies?
There's so, other people here.
Surely there's someone else in the village. If I'd you like get to pheasants, see jellies, chocolates, jams.
I would like to see the rolling head do it, though.
Fine, I'm gonna roll away, get her a fucking jellies.
Yeah, this will be good.
All right, I'll talk to you in a bit, sword.
You never told me how strange your village is, Lily.
It's a strange place, full of a bit, you know, big characters. I'm so glad I met you. So
I'm
down
glad
to
I
earth.
Met you, sugar dumpling.
Oh, you're just a little yummy yum.
You're just going to watch this happen.
Give me those yummy yums. Your nipples are like gumdrops. I put them on my ass.
She used to sing that song to you, man.
I never sang that song to Desmond.
She can hear me?
I can hear him? I can hear the sword.
Oh, you
can hear the sword.
You pistol your powder.
Well, then clearly you are the true owner of the sword.
Oh, that's a good turnabout.
No, I don't want to go.
Clearly I'm the true owner of the sword now.
Keep doing much, mate.
Yes, you can.
Nah, I'm going to lean into this, all right?
Give her the fucking sword already, will you?
I don't want to go with you.
I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that.
No, you're mean.
I'm the true owner of the sword.
Tell the king. Tell the king that you're actually a really mean person.
No.
He can't hear me, huh?
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to the sword.
Take the sword, as is your right.
I'm taking the sword, as is my right.
You're
that.
Mean. You're yeah. mean. You're a mean person.
Now, slay Desmond.
Honey.
Do it.
Exorcise the demons of this bad relationship.
Do it.
I've got to slay Desmond.
I hate you.
That's all this.
I hate you too. You. I hate you so
much. My queen.
I don't want to kill Desmond.
I don't want to kill Desmond either.
Behead him!
Then, oh, no.
Wait, kill him. Kill Why don't you use him. Me what? And plunge me through the big, big belly of the king and you can grab Desmond by
it's
the back of his
nice,
neck and then...
What's
belly?
The sword saying? Mate, you're hurt.
What's
you're
the
hurt.
Sword saying?
Don't
you're
worry. Hurt.
He's
don't
hurt.
Worry.
He's hurt. He's hurt.
He's so hurt.
I'm hurt that you two aren't together because you should be. You just had one too many fights, but you're soulmates.
How?
Look at it.
I don't know.
Look in his eyes. Look in hers.
Whoa. Wow. Ow, ow, ow. Beautiful.
What's the hold up here, Lydia?
Red eyes.
Look in the eyes of the king.
Take the copper sword and cut his head off.
My king, I'm really truly grappling with it, and I do feel I'm close to killing him. I would like a 5-minute recess from the pressure I'm feeling.
The queen requires a 5-minute recess.
Your Royal Highness, might I have a word?
Yes.
Right. As your counsel, I must...
What is it, Wormington?
I must suggest a couple of issues that have arisen from this whole event.
Issues?
Well, they're rather disturbing. About your queen-to-be? Yes.
I killed Desmond!
No! Oh, no, why do we do that?
That's all right, roll with me!
I think it's impressive that she killed her former lover.
I did it for my king!
But at the same time... the term ladylike wouldn't seem to apply.
I'll be the judge of who's ladylike, Wormington.
I understand.
Maybe I like them big.
Right. And what happened to the last one?
What's that?
What are you and Wormington talking about?
What happened to the last one, I would only ask you to ponder.
What happened to the last one?
Right.
Yeah.
More pudding.
Hello, you're having fun?
I'm having so much pudding.
I'm the king.
Oh!
Yes, maybe you've seen me around
Dinasha.
Before.
Yes, I have. You know what? I like dragons.
I could buy you the biggest dragon in all the kingdom.
I could eat it in one gulp.
You can what? Eat it?
I could eat it in one gulp. I've got a crazy appetite.
I'd like to see that.
I'd like to show you.
Get out of my way. I'm trying to get to the bathroom.
Right, so you see, last time things didn't go so well, did they?
Well, yes, I didn't realize she was literally talking about eating a dragon.
Oh, right. So this time we've got your bride-to-be who's talking to us.
Should I not be
Yeah, you probably shouldn't be here, yes.
I don't know.
All right, I'll go over there. I see some little rabbits I could pull apart.
Right, so she talks to the sword. So I would suggest that that might be the first point of interest, yeah?
Yes, I suppose so, Wormington.
Right, so in the future, when she talks to other inanimate objects, it could be more of a problem, yes?
Yes, but the sword is enchanted. I mean, isn't it giving her advice?
How many fish in the sea?
Wow, I'm really surprised at how, like, strong you were when you killed Desmond.
Well, I was just thinking about it and looking into his red, red eyes. Yeah. And I thought we were going to kiss.
I thought so, too. And but I thought I was going to miss him, but I kind of like being with you. Is that weird to say? I'm just a sword. I don't know.
I think you're more than a sword.
No one else.
You're lovely. You're so shiny.
That's just what I'm made of. Don't tickle me. Oh, I cut you a little bit.
I realize you're trying to give me good counsel, Wormington.
It's all I'm
But
here
love
for.
Is counsel proof.
I understand. It's blind.
I love her. Love is blind. I love her with all my heart.
If you could name the first seven things you love about her, they would start with.
Ow!
Oh, I'm just tickling you a little bit more. I'm just going to keep tickling you.
Boob number one. Boob number two.
I understand.
But
we're on a tight schedule, I'm afraid.
Oh, Your Majesty! Your Majesty!
Wait, the head's talking to me.
Your Majesty!
Yes, what is it?
Good news and bad news.
I'll take the bad news first.
Great! Your sword killed your wife.
What's the good news?
We found a couple extra pheasants, so we're going to have dinner.
Pheasants for all!
It was a lovely day in the kingdom, that particular day for the king and the former queen-to-be. Ah, yes. Okay, well, this does come in handy now for our last wrap-up scene that was suggested from Carla, not Kakowski, Caldera. A true crime podcaster somehow gets wrapped up in an actual crime scene and can't help but record an episode for the podcast then and there. Right, so before forensics arrives, I feel like this area here should be protected. If we could just find someone, an officer, who could just sort of keep an eye on things.
On it.
Okay, we got it?
Yep.
Smitty? Great.
Let's just keep a perimeter and try to get the... Try to get the bystanders away.
Would you like to do that for us?
Yeah, I'll
then,
do that.
Jones?
I'll be in charge
they
of the perimeter.
They are keeping a perimeter and trying to keep the bystanders.
Sir, may I help you?
Yeah, actually. No, I did not think I was going to get cooperation from the actual police department.
I'm not
today.
Sure that's what's happening. Smitty?
Yeah, how can we help you?
Yeah, I'm just so curious. I was who knew that last season I could top myself with the recording studio murders.
Oh, is that you?
Yeah. I'm the guy
you're the guy who's always talking about police corruption.
Yeah, you're the one that says that we are bad at our jobs and that we overlook too many things.
I point out I'm a citizen, I'm a concerned citizen, and I think that now that we have the public airwaves of the internet that
okay,
it's...
Okay, so just stay behind the perimeter, sir.
No, okay, I'll be right over here.
Smitty?
Yeah?
You mentioned something about some expert guy that was hanging around, maybe doesn't belong. Where is this guy?
Wait, there's an expert? Nearby?
Oh, it's probably you he was referring to.
That I was the...
Yeah, is there oh, something wow. we can do for you? This is a crime.
No,
he was using air quotes on expert.
Yeah, he's not... Right.
An active crime scene. It's sarcasm. Okay.
Oh, so if there was an expert on murders like this around who is...
Well,
this,
somebody... She's on her way.
She is.
She knows... she can take one look at a crime scene like this and really, really almost solve it. Right?
But wow. Is this the shitbag that does the podcast
That's
about
him.
Us?
That's the one I'm talking about.
Police corruption, and we're no good. Well, you're so smart, and you're so concerned as a citizen.
Okay, where's the body?
Oh, hi, here she is. Here she is.
Oh, my gosh.
So there
hey,
are
everybody.
Multiple bodies.
Multiple bodies.
So
okay.
Nice to see you today.
Multiple casualties. Great
oh,
to see
I like
you
your khaki jacket.
Oh, thank you. I've got khaki pants, khaki jacket. I'm a khaki like a lady.
Yeah, you're khaki.
Rhonda, can I make one suggestion
Absolutely.
Though before you continue?
Khaki Rhonda.
Please be careful what you say around this.
Help me,
who we got
Rhonda,
here?
Rhonda, yeah.
Get me out of here.
Ah, do you like that song?
Don't have the rights to that, sir. We don't have
the
rights to
that.
This is Captain Jagoff. He does a podcast about
Captain Jagoff.
It's actually not Captain. It's just Jack. It's not Captain
sorry.
Jagoff.
I fell for it. You get me.
He's, it's very, it's I love very this funny. Guy. What is
Rhonda? No, let's just be careful.
So we got multiple bodies.
Yeah. Multiple okay. bodies. What do you see when you walk in the room? What do you notice, Rhonda? What's the first thing that you
think
about?
Do you want me to be talking to him? Or
you're the expert. This
I am
really
the expert. Well, first thing I notice, we're not in a room. We're outside. So I notice the weather.
Right.
I notice which way the wind's going. And then I start looking for splatters.
Great.
Once I find those, you know, I kind of move faster. And then my brain just starts telling me stories because that's what I've been doing since I was a kid, honestly, just sort of amusing myself, only child.
Oh, sure. You and me both.
Yeah, I got a real knack for, you know, putting together what's happening, and I don't want to brag, but I have, you know, been pretty instrumental in a lot of solving a lot of these, yeah.
Wow, that is, you know what, let's get back to that in just a few minutes after a word
from
Blue
Apron.
I really
do need to,
Hey, she's good. You know, she's really good.
She's real good.
And I don't know if she's going to realize it was an inside job. I don't know if she's going to realize it was you and I that committed these murders. And that podcasty guy, I'm getting real nervous. You
okay,
seem very...
so I'm seeing a lot of bodies here. I got a count of six. Am I missing any?
Smitty, were there six or seven?
Six is what I counted. Six. Okay.
Okay, six.
It looks like there might have been seven in the room at some point. Are you sure about
that?
No,
you
keep I'm getting that
room.
Too.
Look,
yeah.
Listen to Detective Rhonda. I mean, if she says six, it's six.
I do see six. I do wonder if there has been a seventh. It's just call it my sixth sense or whatever. I'm noticing that some of these tracks, they look like they do look like the, you know, standard issue shoe.
Guilty.
For,
I walked through it accidentally when I was taping up the
perimeter. That's going to be a match.
Yeah. So
that's
for
sure a match. Those
any prints that are Smitty's or, you know. Those
are definitely Smitty's.
Yeah, is Smitty telling the truth?
I don't know. That's a great question.
What do you
think? I've always trusted Smitty.
Yeah, Rhonda, we're good. You and I are good.
I thought we were good, but you better take a step back, please, sir.
Okay, sir, it's me. It's Smitty.
Could Smitty have been that careless?
Hey, Smitty, what were you doing last night?
I was doing what we all do.
You weren't at the pool hall.
I was bowled.
Anybody with you, Smitty? Anybody with Smitty?
Yeah, I was with Smitty last night.
Thank you.
Why are you sweating, sir?
Huh?
Why are you sweating, sir?
I don't know. It's kind of a humid day.
Doesn't feel that humid to me.
When we come back, I've got the actual bowling alley owner to confirm whether or not these two gentlemen were there.
No, you don't. That's not true. I can't be.
I'm calling him right now.
How could you get him so quick?
I'm calling him right now. He's
I'll
on
just
his way
tell you,
over
I'm here.
I'd love to get you on payroll, honestly. This is a huge
help. Wow.
Yep.
Thank you. Don't get me on payroll. Just get me on iTunes.
Oh,
you're not
I
on
know
iTunes?
Your voice.
Yeah.
Recording Studio
Murders?
No,
we were banned from iTunes.
Recording Studio Murders, yeah.
Recording Studio Murders,
big
yeah.
fan.
Yeah.
Gable House
You've
Bowl.
You've got the touch.
Can I help you?
Yeah, this is Gable House Bowl. Hi.
Yep.
I just wanted to check out whether or not...
Sir, did you want a lane? How can I help you?
I want a line
hey, Don,
on
it's,
two
it's
fellas.
It's Rhonda, Don. I'm with this guy. He's
hey,
got,
Rhonda.
Hey, Don. How you doing?
Yeah, great.
The hot dog's still funky?
Oh, yeah. What a
I'm
kidder.
Never going to forget about that.
One bad hot dog out of 10.
Okay, this kid's a real, real whippersnapper.
We got a firecracker?
That's what I was looking for.
All right.
Whippersnapper and a firecracker. Were there two cops in here last night?
Okay, we bring Don Gable so much business, he'll vouch for us regardless.
He's got her. He's got her.
Yeah.
Yes, there were a couple of cops here last night. Sure.
There were. Which...
I mean, most nights there were a couple of cops. It's Gable.
Hey, Don, get specific for us, okay?
Sure.
Could you describe the two cops that were there?
Last night?
Yeah.
You're asking about.
Mm-hmm.
Last night.
Mm-hmm.
It was Smitty and Jonesy, right?
It was Smitty here.
Let me check. You know what?
Hey, Don, it's Jonesy.
I always write it down. Hey, Jonesy.
Jonesy, Smitty.
I always write it down. Let me see here. Smitty and Jonesy. I wrote down the name Smitty and Jonesy.
And that is in a
from last night.
That's clearly at the bottom of the page and in a different pen than the rest of.
Well, we're on the phone, so I'm not sure how you would know that. But the truth of the matter
good,
is,
Don, this kid's good. The ears on this kid, Don.
You know who else was good? Jonesy last night when he bowled a 324.
I'm sorry, that is impossible.
What?
A 324.
Yeah,
that's
no,
you
just keep going.
You think I can't hear? I can hear the sound of different pens.
Mr. Podcast fella. Mr. Podcast fella.
Yeah,
he bowled two games. That was his total score.
All
hey
right,
Don.
Yeah. I mean, I got a few
Don?
Spares at least.
Yeah.
You still in any money trouble, Don?
Define trouble.
You still needing a little extra help from the department?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Could it be that Don is taking money from the department?
No, they pay him. A little.
Whoa, I think I might have found a murder weapon.
Oh, this is big. This is big. What do you got, Josie?
Oh, but I guess my prints are all over it now. Oh, so, no.
Well, here, let me hold it for a second. Okay. Okay. Rhonda, what do we do with this gun?
Well, obviously it has been compromised, but yeah. I'll just take it.
Okay.
I've got my gloves yes. on. We all know we should be wearing gloves. On
that's
the
right.
Scene.
Can I get a pair of gloves?
I need gloves.
You know, we can see if there's any other prints on here, if it's just the two of you.
Yeah, I'm sure. Okay. Well, that's right. Unless they were wearing gloves.
Maybe right. The murderer's prints are probably going to be on there, or they wiped it clean.
Exactly.
But, you know, Smitty's and my prints, you know, are going to be on there. So
that's
just
for sure.
Disregard those.
That's for sure. So...
I'm getting a real weird feeling about this.
Me too. We all are, I think. Yeah, it's really weird.
Yeah, what's your premonition saying?
Oh, I don't know.
My premonition, I'm seeing six bodies. I'm seeing the layout. I'm seeing precise shots. I'm seeing shots by a trained killer. I'm seeing shots that, you know what, honestly, this is how they cheat just to shoot in the forest.
Perhaps it's somebody who knows the law intimately and maybe has a podcast about it.
Oh, wait. Oh.
Somebody who's...
I got something.
Here we go.
Look, it's... Schmitty's badge in the mouth.
Why would Schmitty's badge be in the mouth of one of the victims?
It's easy.
Somebody was trying to set you up.
Somebody's trying to set me up.
Why?
Yeah, why?
Why is everyone looking at me right
now? Well, I
know
Jonesy wouldn't set me up, and Rhonda's great, so why would you try to set...
You don't need to flatter me right now. I think we're on thin ice.
It's just that your eyes look so nice with
Schmitty,
the khaki.
Schmitty, no.
Just because I know how murders work.
Boom. Okay. Guilty.
No.
Oh.
There's no evidence that it was me. Why is everyone looking at me like this?
I just want to hear your explanation.
I don't think it's the kid. You know what?
Oh, thank okay. God.
I think it's the two of you. I'm just saying what I think.
Okay.
Don't take that tone with me, okay? I know your wife. I'm happy to call her.
And now the stunning conclusion where Rhonda actually points out how she knows.
Okay, I know it because of your footprints. I also know because your badge is in a victim's mouth. I know because these shots are cop shots. You guys are cops. I know because you were first on the scene, even though it just checked. No incident was called in. How'd you know to be here?
We were driving by, just noticed something unusual.
No,
we
couldn't notice this.
Jonesy.
Oh. What are you doing, Smitty?
Yeah, I can't anymore. She's too good. And this guy, well, he ruined the whole feeling of the day.
Crime of passion, six bodies dead. I don't know
seven.
Why.
There were seven.
Okay.
I knew it.
He was right.
Can I ask you something? When do you think this episode drops?
Well, we
is there
usually,
a lot of lead time?
We try to be about 3 weeks out.
You're
so
about 3 weeks ahead?
3 weeks ahead.
Okay. Oh, maybe we can get some court case stuff in there.
Oh, yeah. I bet we could.
We can speed it along.
Would you be interested in an interview?
Oh, I'd love it. And, you know, I know the judge. We're real close.
Really?
I'm sure I can get you right in the courtroom. Yeah. And the stenographer is my nephew's girlfriend.
Oh.
She's adorable.
Rhonda, would you mind reading Schmitty and Jonesy their rights?
Oh, yeah. You have, obviously, the right to remain silent, and then the other ones you also know. So,
I don't think I'm going to go in this casually, Jonesy. I think I'm going out in a blaze of glory.
Oh, that sounds like we
got to... Do it, my friend.
Did you need to...
Oh, God. Oh, no. She shot him.
I'm so
she
sorry.
She shot him.
It's just in the
oh,
neck.
Oh, my God.
It's just in
the
neck.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm still alive. Rhonda, thanks for coming in Internal Affairs today.
Thanks
for having
me,
looking over your report,
Steve,
that you filled out. Yeah. And
hope you can read my handwriting. Well, it's been a problem since fourth grade.
Somebody must have typed it up for you.
A cookie?
Thankfully. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Ooh, chocolate chip.
Seven dead. Such a shame.
Right, right. Well, there's seven bodies because Schmitty was one of them.
Yes.
Right. So we had six bodies on the scene.
Mm-hmm. One
added. You alleged to a possibility of a seventh, and then Schmitty actually became the seventh.
That's
from your gun.
Correct, yep.
Hey, Captain, sorry to interrupt. If you wouldn't mind just taking that last part again.
Hey, Dino.
How you
look
doing,
so
Rhonda?
Good. Have you lost weight?
I lost a little bit.
Oh,
you
my
know,
God. Dino over
two
here.
Two crazy things, diet and exercise.
I heard that's good. I'm never going to find out for myself.
Anyway, we're podcasting this internal affairs
oh,
meeting. So
this is so good.
Yeah, just your mic went out for a second there, Captain.
Oh, sorry.
Right. So, am I still good?
No, you're good.
Okay,
you're good.
Great.
You're good.
Where did I pick it up from?
Pick it up from just wherever it's comfortable.
Are you tired of cooking all the food that you have to go out and buy?
I sure am.
Well, try this new thing.
Pink apron.
Pink Boy, can we do this one again, guys? Can we take this one again?
All right, let's take it again.
Thank you. I just feel like because there was already a Blue Apron ad, so then I got scared and I bailed on that. So
you know what we should do? We should really just hire someone new to do these ads. Do you guys use ZipRecruiter?
Huh? What's that?
ZipRecruiter. It's a it's a great way to make money online.
How's that?
They search.
Let's take it they again. Google, Tim, they Google.
Okay, well, maybe ZipRecruiter isn't the way to go. Maybe maybe Squarespace.
Square
there you go. Yeah, Squarespace. Yeah.
Sure. Talk I'd about love, them.
I want to do a mattress one.
Okay, do it.
I'd love them. I mean, I don't want to do it, but I need a mattress.
You'd like a new mattress.
Yeah, and I hear the mattresses in podcasts are just
huge
in bed with each other.
Darren, I see where you went.
Look, in addition to doing this podcast, we are still a full-time police force. So, you know, we are going to have to solve crimes at some point.
Well, in internal affairs, I can be honest with you, we've got our hands full. And getting back to Rhonda while we're on
it's a very corrupt department.
Thank you.
Super corrupt.
Rhonda?
Yeah.
It says here in your own...
chicken scratch. Go ahead, right, say it.
You took out your revolver.
Yeah.
And shot Schmitty in the neck. Right. And he has cooperated. He survived, of course.
Of course. I knew what I was doing. Right. He threatened a blaze of glory. And to me, that meant everyone was in danger.
Right. You were
If I hear someone say blaze of glory, I'm going to save everyone, okay?
By shooting a man in the neck.
That's correct. Uh-huh. But I don't know what blaze of glory entails.
Right. Well,
but I got a nose on me. I got a brain in here. And sure. I got eyes right here. And I got a revolver on my hip, honey. You do the math.
Maybe a shot.
Someone says blaze of glory, I'm shooting him in the neck.
In the neck, though. That was my point of interest, as opposed to the shoulder, the thigh.
No, I wanted to shoot him in the neck.
As you're taught in training as an officer, to take the man down. Shooting in the neck could have resolved in a murder.
It could have, but it didn't.
We're going to throw in a Squarespace ad there.
Right there?
Oh, yeah. Right
there. So I should leave a pause?
Yeah, just leave a pause.
Okay.
Just something natural.
So a shot in the neck could result in a murder.
But it didn't.
That'd be an awkward place to cut, I think.
You said.
Well, remember, there's going to be a 3-minute ad there. So they're going to come back from the ad break and they're going to hear
a murder.
Right.
Which could be, I mean, it is interesting.
Cliffhanger?
Sure, Captain. I mean, I'll follow your lead.
Yeah, appreciate that. Rhonda, it was my noticing in your report that after you shot Schmitty in the neck, you aimed your gun towards Jonesy.
Yes.
Right. Who then pulled his revolver.
Right.
Tell us what happened next in your own words.
You don't want to do this. You don't want to do this.
Oh, God.
Jonesy, I shot him in the neck, and I will shoot you in the neck, too.
Oh, we killed so many people.
Yes, you did. Now put your gun down.
Oh, God.
Put your gun down.
I want to go out in a blaze of glory.
Okay.
And that's when you shot Jonesy in the thigh.
Yeah, I made a different call on
you
that.
You wherewithal.
Well, because I know Jonesy. I know his wife.
Oh, God.
I know your wife. I'm going to have to tell her about this.
Oh, I'm going to suck the marrow out of this lobster claw.
Who wants Fleming's? Anyone want Fleming's? Now's the time.
Babe, I just listened to the craziest podcast.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I know we all have our list of things to listen to.
Sure.
And be it audiobooks or Netflix things to watch. Mm-hmm. This was different.
Yeah?
A crime podcast told from the perspective of the criminals who are being caught by the police.
Wow.
Yeah.
This sounds good.
It's really good.
Yeah?
As a matter of fact, I immediately 5-starred and subscribed and shared.
Do you think we should get them to... Do you think that our company could maybe sponsor them? And then if people are starting to listen, you know, we could get our voice out there. I mean, it's all those other companies. That's how they do it. That's how everyone knows their name.
And then we would be better because God
Daddy?
Knows.
Yeah.
I think whenever anyone likes the podcast, they should like and subscribe and even leave a review.
He's right, Jonathan.
Oh, God.
He's this right. has been an ad for advertising on podcasts.
Please write a review for Alchemy This and subscribe now.
Hey.
Thank you, Alchemist, for another amazing show. Dan Goodman was our engineer.
Dan Goodman.
Engineer.
More like Dan Greatman.
Right?
Hey. Okay.
Ooh, nice. Vanessa Ragan, people should go to DynastyTypewriter.com for tickets and shows and calendars.
Yeah, and you can do that on Instagram, too, at Dynasty Typewriter.
Yes, please.
And we'd love to have you. Try the popcorn. It's delicious.
Stay for the popcorn.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And Mark Aguilar, thanks again for stopping by.
Yeah, it's my pleasure.
Filling in for the wonderful James Heaney. Joey Greer was here. Mm-hmm. I promise. And if he had said goodbye, it might sound a little something like this.
I'm still fucking on my cum.
Thank you, Joey. Greg Cacao, Ski.
Yeah, you know, keep watching Drunk History. Keep listening to the Craigslist podcast. Keep following me on Twitter at Kakowski.
Chris Alvarado, always a delight. You brighten the room with your energy and your love and your positive thinking.
Great.
And that face and bod.
Right?
Yeah.
Then there's that.
Somebody hire me and put me on television, please.
He needs
But until then, 52 episodes on Instagram.
That's right. That's right.
Can't wait. What's the name of the show?
Five Like a 10.
Yes.
Hashtag Five Like a 10.
Look for that, please. This is Kevin Pollak, your host, saying thank you so much once again. Sophie Lichterman's our producer, and the iHeartRadio Studio Network, rather, allows us this studio, and we thank them and thank them for that.
Thank you.
Until next time,
Alchemy this.
Or that. We'll be right back.